Hello, hello. As people are coming in, I'm going to mute everyone. I hope everyone is having a fantastic day today. I see that Coach Chrissy is here with us in the chat. If you're wondering who I am, I'm Coach Kara. Today we're going to be doing the new member orientation call. This is the live call. I'm going to have Coach Chrissy in the chat, and she'll also be answering some of the Q&As. You'll see that at the bottom. Hold on, Chrissy, let me. Co-host. Sorry, guys. I've not done a Zoom call in quite a long time. So I am super excited to be here with you. If you will pop in the chat and let me know that you're here, where are you tuning in from? Are you new? Why are you at this call? Make sure that you have everyone posted in the chat. Christy, will you say something in the chat so I can make sure? Oh, Haley's here. She's from Alaska. I see someone's coming in from North Carolina, Wyoming. Don't forget to tell me, are you guys a newbie or have you been around for a while? If you're wondering what this call is, this is the new member orientation call. I am Coach Kara and I have been with No BS for 4 years. Let me know, can you guys hear me? Is everything okay? And is everything okay sound-wise? I got a new mic, so I want to see if the sound is going. Oh, been around since May of 2021. We've got some oldies, but some newbies. Good. Thank you, Coach Christy. Everything sounds fine. So, what is today's call? It's the new member orientation call. You may be having some feels about just joining. There's 138 of you here. Some of you may be new, some of you may be old, but today what we're going to talk about is your belief in No BS. I love No BS. I've been here, like I said, for 4 years. And if I wasn't working for Corinne, I would still be in No BS because I get so much out of it. Just as I know you guys have gotten out of it, either the short amount of time you've been here or since you've been here this entire time. We got some newbies rolling in, Dawsonville, Georgia. I actually live in Macon, Georgia. So that's where I'm located. Also, quick note, I just met Coach Christy, who where is she tuning in from? Coach Christy, where are you from? Oh, we have Edie. She just joined yesterday. I'm so excited. Fort Worth is where Coach Christy's from. Been a member since March of 2018. Been around for a while. Oh, it's okay. Don't worry. If you're a newbie, there's no big deal. I'm gonna walk you through a little bit of Zoom. This is a meeting style call, so you're not going to see anybody. You're just going to see me. We do have community style calls where you're going to be able to see other types of people, along with worksheet calls, where you will have the option to be on screen. But today, you aren't on screen. Coach Christy is reminding us in the chat to make sure you have your chat set to everyone, not just host and panelists. We won't see those. You want to make sure that you have it set to everyone so everyone can see all of your beautiful comments you have. How do I want you to use the comment thing today, the comment box today, or the chat? Here's how I want you to use the chat. If you hear an aha, or if it's something you didn't know, put it in the chat. Or if you have any questions, a lot of times the members can answer, or Coach Christy is in there. Hi, Deborah. I hope you're doing great. It's very good to hear from you. I make sure you're putting it in the chat. We'll answer those questions. Or if you have a specific question you want me to answer, I will be going through the Q&A at the very end just to make sure that we've got all of our questions answered. And if not, and Christy can help you, she'll answer it during the call. So, first things first, we are going to go to the website because the first thing you do as a No BS member is what? You log in to the website. When you log in, hold on, let's get back over here. When you log in, this is exactly what you're gonna see. Something I love about No BS is you are more than just a number around here. Your name is literally on this homepage when you sign in. The first thing you see is the click here for the new member quick start guide. Up here is our banners. You're gonna see a bunch of things at the top of the website with banners. And this is going to be a lot of things that are going on within the membership. Now, as a newbie, these things aren't going to be nearly as important as this blue button down here. This is click here for the new member quick start. If you have not clicked this button or click this button over here in the menu, I want you to take a moment to do this. This orientation right here, it is literally, we've got 3 minutes, 4 minutes, it's less than 12 minutes all together. So give yourself the gift of going through this. We're gonna go through a lot of these things today, but there is nothing better than this beautiful confetti, the whole nine yards. You just joined No BS, it feels so good. Whether you just need a refresher to remind yourself why you're here, you deserve to feel proud that you're here, just like what she's saying. So be sure and give this a listen if you have not done so already. Once you've gone through these first four orientation videos, you're going to click here to begin the new weight loss course. Now, if you're just tuning in, we're going through a website tour. I'm doing this specifically because this is going to be what you're going to be doing most as a member. Everything and all the jewels, all the content, everything that is so good, anything that comes out of Corinne's mouth is on this website. So you're going to want to make sure you're very familiar with the website. This is the No BS Weight Loss Course. This is where the gold lives, guys. This is where you're going to want to make sure you're checking these blue boxes. As you go through the course, you'll see that you have the video, and then down here it says mark as complete. You're going to come to this page and none of them are going to be marked. Just like on the page before, how there was a bunch of blue boxes checked. When you're first getting started, those are boxes you're going to check manually. So as you're going through the course, you're going to check mark it as complete. These are going to be the worksheets that go alongside of the video that you just watched. And then you're going to press next. It's just like an online course. Honestly, it's the best online course I've done ever. And it's not the only one I've done, but I think it's the best one because it's got all of this information. And you'll see this takes us to the next one. It'll load. You can press play. It's not wanting to play, but it knows it can't play because I'm on Zoom. And you're going to mark it as complete and just move through it. Now, I'm going to go back to here. We have each of the units, each lesson has the time right next to it. We even have checklists and suggested pacing. If you're just starting, we like for you to go through a module a week, and that's right at 30 to 45 minutes a week tops. It's not a whole lot, it's just a little bit. And as you see, they get a little longer as they go, but none of them are over 20 minutes. They're all under 20 minutes. Now, you may be looking at this and thinking, wow, this is a whole lot. A whole lot, Coach Kara. Like, really? I just joined. I just want to lose some weight. This is where you're going to lose the weight. Giving yourself the time to focus on you, giving yourself the time to learn what it's taking. It's going to take a little bit of time, but that time is going to have such a reward. Now, here at No BS, we have a bunch of calls also, which is going to be the next thing you see in this calendar. Now, there is a fee for each call. And really and truthfully, I probably should have asked you guys this at the very beginning of the call. So your fee for your call is simple. Your fee is your 24-hour plan. That's right. So I want you to pop into the chat. Did you complete your 24-hour plan? If not, I want you to pull out your 24-hour, pull out a piece of paper, pull out your notes app, pop out of Zoom, do what you need to do to complete your 24-hour plan. That's the most important thing before you attend any live calls. So before you even look at this tab on this website, I want you to make sure you've got all of your 24-hour plan done. And okay, I've got someone who says no, go get some piece of paper or in your head, jot it down. The next time you're at a piece of paper, grab a sticky note. You do whatever you need to do. Good job, Leanne. So glad. Proud that you're getting it done. Over here, I'm talking about the training calendar. The newsletter is everything that you're going to need to know that's going on in the membership. It's going to be a little bit of a lifeline. So be sure to check out this newsletter thing. I'm going to let you do that on your own so you can play around in the website and become very familiar with it. But I am going to show you this training calendar because there's a really fun tech tip that I'd love to share with you. This is our coaching and training calendar. Like I said, we have a couple of different types of calls. So you're going to want to make sure, It's not loading. We're going slow this morning. You're going to want to make sure to check out the calendar because there's a lot of different things on the calendar. Here are our different types of calls. We break it all down for you. That way you can see what the different types of calls are. And that's everything on that page. Your self-study resources. This is where I'm really upset that this is not loading and I'm not here. Let me see if I can reload the page. Maybe it will. Hold on. Doesn't like that. Let's do this one more time. The training calendar is where I'm at. Okay, let's see if it'll load this time. There it is. It just didn't want to load the last time. You're going to want to make sure that you check out the training calendar. You can also subscribe to the training calendar here. What that does is it puts it literally onto your calendar. That way you're not missing anything. So when you click, I'm actually going to go ahead and do it for this computer and see what it says. Do you want to allow this? To allow. And it's probably going to prompt me through. You're probably not going to see everything. And it's going to add it to my calendar. Super simple. It even prompts you through the whole thing. So be sure to subscribe to the calendar. You can also just view the calendar or you can simply click it. It will pop out. Let's go to this one for today. Let's see if I can get it to go away. Oh, closes right there. So today, we're right here, the new member orientation call. You'll see that it's got everything that you need right here. It's even got the guide that we're gonna go through later. Coach Christy, if you wouldn't mind going ahead and popping this guide into the chat, that way they have it for when it's time for us to go over the guide later. But everything lives right here on the calendar. This is where you'll see everything possible. Now, you'll notice there's a lot of yellow lines, which means we have a lot of calls this month. Remember, you don't have to go to all of the live calls. That's not what being an OBS woman is. You didn't sign up as an OBS woman to go to calls and to basically take out a master's in OBS. That's not what we've done. Meet it at your own time. That's why we've got our replays and our extras. And so as I go through there, I want you to be curious, really be very curious about how you can fit OBS into your lifestyle. That's not looking like coming to every single one of these live calls, okay? Next, we have our self-study resources. Now, I will say, we do have a couple of, Vivian makes a great point. Now, if you love going to the calls, please go to the calls if that lights your fire. If that doesn't light your fire, then please do not come to the calls. It's completely up to you. We have three different types of members around here. We have the bottom line bitch, we have the moderation mama, and the deep dive diva. The bottom line bitch is going to be doing not the bare minimum. I hate using that, but that's the first term that comes to my mind. But she's doing the littlest amount possible to get the most bang for her buck in OBS. She's listening to the content that's relevant to her. She's making her 24-hour plans. She's making sure that she's doing what's important to her. Our middle of the line, our moderation mamas, they're going to come to some live calls probably. They're going to be doing the extra bonus courses and dabbling around when they need to, but they're going to be doing it in a more moderate way. Our deep dive divas, they're coming to all of the calls. They are getting their masters in OBS. They are coming to everything. So you do what is important to you, even if that does look like coming to all of these yellow calls. Okay, back to the self-study resources over here. You'll see this is what you can do after you have finished OBS. I'm only showing you this so you know where to go when you're done. What comes next after OBS? We have a lot of different options for you. We have an entire page devoted specifically to you and figuring out what you want to do next, what's going to be best in your journey. Next, we have our planners and extras. You'll see right here, we have the OBS planner. You're going to want to order the OBS planner or print it, download it, do what you need to do. We have an order your copy. You can print it yourself and you can even take the planner course. Your planner includes daily, weekly, monthly assessment tools that show you and find what's working and help you level up. It's basically like a guided journal. It's absolutely amazing. I wish I had mine right here, but it's in the living room where I sit and do my own planning. And Crystal in the chat says the planner is overwhelming. I think that that is a fantastic point. It's a lot, but here's how I want you to look at it, Crystal. That planner is yours. It doesn't matter if you fill in every single piece of paper. It doesn't matter if you fill out every blank line. What matters is that you're focusing on you. It's a book for you. It's not something that there's a right or a wrong way to do it. It's just a planner. It's something that you're doing to stay relevant in your own life. And so if the planner is overwhelming, I want you to try this. Try just filling out just the breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a couple of days. Yes, I'm giving you complete permission to leave the rest of it blank. That's the journal side of it, guys. That is perfect. We love those questions. They keep us aware of what we're doing. They're getting us prepared for the day. But what's important about your planner is that you're aware and that you meet yourself where you're at, just like the calls. Maybe you're a bottom line bitch when it comes to planning, and all you do is type up a notes app in your phone every single day or shoot a text message to your accountability partner. You do what you need to do that's right for you. The next thing on our wonderful handy dandy menu over here is to get coached. This is where our coaches hang out and ask coaches. You're going to want to absolutely use this. So you can submit a question. This is if you have any question that you want the coaches to answer, you can submit a question right here. And then you can click here to see your recent answers. It's extremely simple. If you have any problems, you can always contact support. That's with everything, y'all. This blue question mark that's been hanging out on all of these pages, this goes directly to support. And can I tell you, we have an amazing support team, and they are always there. They're just so, so, so fantastic. Now, the next thing on our menu is Facebook and accountability meetups in the meetup calendar. Sorry about that. So this next part is for community. This is where the community lives. If you joined because you needed a community of women to surround you and you are dismissing that, this is where you're going to want to hang out. You're going to want to find these places and you're going to want to get in there. Make sure that you find, we have plenty of subgroups. We even have accountability groups. We have people who are meeting up in real life and virtually. And so make sure that you're checking out this tab if you're searching for community. Now, if you're not searching for community, you don't even have to worry about this tab. But I know a lot of women that join us, they are searching for that. And so we want to give you the support you have. We have all of these different, these will flip around. Don't we have a great website, y'all? These will flip around and give you a little detailed description of each of the groups. And so be sure to check them out. You'll see we have so many of them. So be sure to check out all of these groups to see where you fall into. There's the main group, which is right here. This main group is going to be where everybody lives. These groups down here, these are our smaller groups. These are where we have a little bit more of intimate conversations. You'll notice that we've broken you down into like-minded people or people who are going through the exact same thing. Christy makes a great point. Is the coaching included in your membership? Absolutely. Your coaching is this Get Coached right here. You could fill this out every single day if you wanted to, and we are happy to answer that. Absolutely. That is 100%. Everything that I'm showing you today is a part of your membership. Every single thing. All of these things do. Every single self-study resources, all of these things on top of the No BS weight loss course is what you get within your membership. That is a great, great, great question. All right, let me close these little hamburgers up a little bit. They're okay. Last one is FAQ and my account. This is where that you're gonna go if you have any questions or you just need a little bit of help. We have some questions down here that are already answered of what we get the most often. The most often we see a bunch of these questions, and you can get all of your answers helped right here. And then you, of course, have log out right down here where you can log out and log back in. All right. Does anybody have any questions? I'm going to stop sharing my screen now. Before we get started to the new member orientation guide, does anybody have any questions that they have for me or that they need answered that I maybe didn't get to? There's nothing in the Q&A so far. Let's see what was asked. The first question was, I'm a little confused. How are there new members now? I thought you could only join during the opening. That is a fantastic question. We do have a way of people joining right now. They have, after they've completed the free course, they have the option to join after they've watched all four videos. And so that's how we're getting those. Oh, how do we find the playback calls? This is a fantastic question. Let me share my screen again. Alrighty, share. They're going to be under newsletters, calendars, and replays. Replays is what we call them here. So we have video replays, and you click them and you'll see all of the video replays right here. Now, if you've heard of the, and you'll see, you can go as far back as possible. Now, we also under my extras, we have, it should be under here, the private member podcast right here. This is where you can have your own private member podcast within your podcast app that you choose, and it walks you through how to put it in. It's extremely easy to do. I walked my mom through it just a couple of weeks ago, but all you do is you click the blue thing, you click whichever one you need. Once you've clicked it, you will come down here and click the blue button right here. And then allow. Super simple, and it will prompt you through just like the other things are. We even have QR codes if you can do a QR code. If you want to know how to do a QR code, all you have to do is whip your phone out. You could do it right now if you're not on your phone. Pull out your photo, like if you were to take a photo, it'll pop up and there'll be a link and you can click the link. It's extremely easy, but a little complicated sometimes. Sometimes it can be helpful and sometimes it can be hindersome. All right, let's stop the screen share. All right, are there any other questions? Okay, now let's look at this new member orientation guide. Now, there's a couple of things that I wanted to point out before we got started on this. The biggest thing being that I really want you to think about no BS being more in your mind. It's not just about what you eat around here. It's about what you're thinking. It's about what you're thinking while you're eating. It's about what you're thinking while you're not eating. It's so much more than just a diet. And we have a bunch of beliefs that we've been kicking around for a long time. A lot of us have been dieting for a long time. All of those diets and all of those thoughts, they're all still stuck in our head, unfortunately. If we could just flush them down the toilet, we would, especially here at NoBS, if we could get a shitty toilet flush occasionally, that would be great, but we can't do that. Those shitty thoughts, unfortunately, will be there. We have to learn how to deal with them. So you may be thinking, actually, pop it in the chat. How are you feeling right now? Especially if you're a newbie. If you're not a newbie, how are you feeling? I want to know, how are you feeling right now? After we've gone through all of that, we've gone through, you're new, everything's good. How are you feeling? Lee's excited. Some people may be feeling a little overwhelmed. This is a whole lot. Carrie, you're talking kind of fast. A little nervous. I'm a little hungry. I want you to know, if you're thinking I'm a little hungry, that's perfectly normal, okay? I want to normalize that for you. We are talking about a diet. We're talking about food. We're talking about all of these things. And it's perfectly normal for you to be hungry. A lot of times when we feel these things and feel these feelings, what we've done in the past is we've gone to eat. And so you might naturally be thinking, I'm a little hungry right now. Sandy, I'm not doing it right. Well, Sandy, let me help you. There is no wrong way to do no BS, except for to not do it at all, or to think you're not doing it right. You are doing it right, Sandy. You are here. You're at the live call. You're figuring this out. I want to remind you all, whether you've been here for a while, you're just getting started. It's okay. We're all figuring this out all together, and it looks different for each and every person. So it's okay to meet yourself where you are. Oh, I'm so glad that this is making you feel better, Leanne. Excited, overwhelmed, and I don't see any changes on my weight. Okay. Changes on your weight. Have you seen any changes in your thoughts? I'm curious of this, because if we haven't changed our thoughts, which is where we're getting to next, if you haven't changed your thoughts, then what do we know? Then our weight is going to change. This is going to stay the same. That's why No BS created. The diet industry was failing us. Corinne saw that. She saw that the way the diet industry was going. What did Veronica say? I see a lot of agree with Veronica. My want is strong, but my fear of failing seems stronger. Veronica, we are going to tackle this. Don't worry, okay? Because we are going to question in just a little bit what that word failing means. And so I'm so glad that a lot of you guys agreed with that, because that's perfectly normal and very, very, very normal for you to feel that way. Because you've failed up until now, right? Like up until now, all of the diets, you wouldn't be here if a diet had worked in the past, right? You wouldn't be here. You'd be in your body, living your life, doing your own thing with that diet that worked. Well, it wasn't. So it would be not, it's perfectly natural for you to think this is going to go the same way. What I want you to leave today is with a little bit of belief that it's not going to be like it used to be, that it's not like it was the time before. Okay, this time's gonna be different because we're doing it differently. We've never done weight loss like this, so be open to that. We don't need calories, we don't need a BS plan. What we need is how to get through a shitty day and not eat after the shitty day or because we had a shitty day. We have to unlearn the diet rules and the diet traumas that we've gone through, and that's exactly what No BS does. It works with us to work through these things. We work through the diet trauma. We work through what our mama said that one time, Uncle Bo Cephas. We work through those things and we help you with that. It all starts with a belief. You all signed up because you started with a belief that this might work, a belief that this is different and it feels better. But there's some old thinking that's still hanging out, right? You've got old thoughts like, I'm convinced I can't lose weight. I'm gonna fail again. Scared it won't work, worried I won't lose my weight, afraid I might screw up again, overwhelmed with how far I have to go. If any of those resonate with you, I want you to think about these other thinking or a new way of thinking about this. If you're convinced you can't lose weight, focus on what you could do a little bit better today. If you're scared it won't work, be willing to make small changes just to see what happens. Whoever it was that said they haven't seen anything change with their weight, have you just focused on water for a week? Water and sleep maybe for a week? We always discount those little itty bitty things, but even those little itty bitty changes make massive, massive changes when it comes to weight loss. Worried you won't lose all of your weight? Believe you can focus on feeling better right now. You might be worried, but can you feel better right now in the moment? Afraid I might screw it up again. When I joined, this was my number one thought. If I screw up again, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've spent thousands, a bajillion dollars probably on all of these weight loss crash diets that never worked. Weight Watchers has a lot of money from me. Money is one of my things, and I didn't want to fail. I didn't want to screw up again. I wanted this to work. Here's the cool thing about wanting it to work. You make it work. Everything works. Think about it. If somebody were to plop, let's see, a gallon of milk. This is going to be really random, guys. A gallon of milk, and you're supposed to carry this gallon of milk around all week long for $10,000 at the end of the week. That's so simple. So simple. Just carry your gallon of milk around all week long. That gallon of milk is probably going to sour. That gallon of milk is probably going to smell. It may fall and break open. It may do all of these things, but you believe you could carry around a gallon of milk, right? I just want you to believe that you can do this. And that's how you don't fail. So, afraid I might screw up again? Knows quitting has never helped. Because quitting has never helped. Every other diet we've quit, we've gotten here. And that's okay. Now let's deal with the other stuff. Overwhelmed with how far I have to go. You understand that you need to focus on anything but how I talk to myself. So you are the number one most important person in your life. And it's important for you to know that. In the beginning, you don't need to believe that you're going to make it all the way. You just need to believe that you're going to go, and that believe that you're going to be working on this weight, and that you can do this, and that the decisions are going to be really easy for you to make. Remember, around here, we only do easy and doable. We do not do hard, difficult, and restrictive. At the top of your planner every single day in that breakfast, lunch, and dinner box I was telling you guys to fill out, at the top right-hand corner, it says, is my plan an 8 or better? AKA, is my plan doable for today? Make sure your plan is doable. Once you've made your plan for the day, go back through and look through it. Make sure it's food you actually like to eat. Make sure it's realistic, and make sure it's doable. Those tiny little changes add up in the very end. So even if you change something because it wasn't doable, and maybe you feel like that's not going to get me weight loss, you don't know. You have no idea until you try. So you might as well give it a shot. Shut down that you need to think believing in the long run, especially if it makes you feel defeated. So don't believe, well, in the long run, it's going to work out if it's making you feel defeated. You want to stay in the present. Okay, next on page 5, if you're following along with me in the guide, I've really just gone through the guide, kind of reading through it. The next thing is I want you to name 3 things you can believe, you can start believing in today. Remember to keep it easy and doable beliefs. And so I want you guys to actually do this in the chat. If you don't have this written down, it's no big deal. We're going to name 3 things that you can believe in starting today. Ready, set, go. Populate them in the chat. Again, we're on page 5 of the new member orientation guide if anybody's feeling a little lost. Bianca in the Q&A asked if there were any European members. There are European members. There are a lot. That would be a great thing to post in the Facebook group to find those European members. Bianca says, I would love to meet up with other members. On the website, under Facebook accountability and meetup calendar, you can find the meetup there, the meetup calendar there, and you can see where the meetups are happening. Or live events. If you are thinking about going to DSB, live events are a great thing to go to meet other No BS members. For example, we have Don't Stop Believing, or DSB, like I just mentioned. It's our last event of the year. It's a race. It's a my pace, my race. So we are training by hours, and it's going to be super fun. No BS is my favorite, but Don't Stop Believing is my absolute favorite event we do of the entire year. I love to exercise and to get out, and I love what it does for me when I am trying to lose weight, and what it does for my life, and how it makes me feel in the morning. And so I love having something to train for. Oh, these are coming in so great. I can stick to my plan today. I can stick with this. I can drink my water. I will learn to do this right. There's no right way to do this. Maybe we can change that. Do this my way. I will learn to do this in my own way. Might be a little bit better. May feel better. You see if that feels any better. I can give and get support within this community. You absolutely can, Vivian. I can learn a new way to think. Love that. I am demonstrating to myself that I can commit to things. Vivian, that's good too. Love that. Okay. Practice the feeling of belief each day with things that are easy to believe and do. This builds the momentum and courage to keep going. Here's what I get from this. I get that every day it's important to talk about your belief. Every day it's important to wake up believing these things that we just told yourself, believing these things that we want to do. That's why I love affirmation cards and things like that, because it helps you believe those types of things. Now, let's move on to success, because a lot of us earlier, we were talking about failing, and a lot of that falls into success. But let's define success. Have you ever actually sat and defined success, like the word and like what it means? And so what does success mean to you? Populate it in the chat if you'd like. For some of you, it might mean you start to lose weight. You see a decline in your overeating over the next 6 months, maybe. That might be success. Maybe building habits is one of your successes. What does success mean to you? I see lose weight. Maybe you reach maintenance in a sustainable way. That way, sustainable way, meaning that you can keep it off for the rest of your life. Maybe that's what success is. Maybe you're here looking for your self-talk to improve. Maybe you know that all you do, I'll improve my mind from the moment I wake up instead of not giving up. I love that, Jaceele. Jeanette, feeling more in control of what I think and eat. Success may also mean you make mistakes and use them as fuel to learn rather than keep going. How much in the past have we viewed our mistakes as something that's not good, or viewed our mistakes as something that's holding us back, or that makes us not good enough, or we're not performing in the way we should be? Maybe you eat foods. Success could also mean that you're eating foods that you love without fear or guilt. You feel capable of losing weight without outdated diet rules. You think about your body in a whole new way. How many of us have looked in the mirror and thought about our body in a very specific way for most of our life? I know that's me. I look in the mirror and I still have to rewrite those thoughts of, I still don't look right. This isn't what I wanted to look like after losing 100 pounds. This isn't where I should be. I should be tighter. I should have more abs. I should be leaner in some areas. But what I have to do is rewrite those and remind myself of all the hard work I've done. You feel worthy of self-care and your own admiration. How many of us want to put that? When you lose mental weight, you gain confidence, positive self-talk, time, energy, and a new outlook on life. I don't know about y'all, but all of those sound really good. I want you to put in the chat, tell me, when you lose your mental weight, how do you think you will feel? Say that your mental weight is gone. I gave you the magic mental weight pill. Coach Chrissy and I would be out of a business, would be out of work if that was created. Happier, grateful, no more shame, sexy. I love that, Lee. Right. I want y'all to remember that we're working on this mental weight too. When things start to feel slow, or when you're not losing weight at the rate you wish you were, but I'm not seeing the weight come off. This is when I want you to tap into that no BS woman mindset. It's more than just the weight. This right here, where's that guy right there? This book, it says on it, it's a Corinne quote, and it says, don't just pick a number and aim for it. Pick a life and work for it. It's so important, y'all. It's not the weight that we don't like. It's the life we're living. And so we have to get after that, but we have to believe that it can be different. Okay. I want to know why you joined No BS. Why are you here? You know, that's a really important reason. It's a really, really, what was that? Say it again. I will. It's don't just pick a number and aim for it. Pick a life and work for it. I wrote that in my planner so many times. I got a bootstrapper and needs the thought work. I love me some bootstrappers. Okay. Thank you, Coach Chrissy, for putting that in there. Okay, just in case you forgot. Oh, here it goes. Bianca joined because I was sick of obsessing about my weight and food and diets all the time. I was sick of crash dieting and having to eat breakfast in the morning. And Corinne said I didn't have to do either of those things and that I could listen to my own body and it wasn't up to anyone else what I ate. And I loved that. It was my favorite aspect about No BS. That's why I joined. Okay, now I want you to go. We're on page seven now. I want to know, this is the question that you'll answer. I'll know I'm experienced success when I start to think or feel. This is so important. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to visualize the success. You know how we were talking about failures earlier and how all of our past diets have given us this rap of diets equal failure? Like when we can't do a diet because we fail at diets. So, this is where we're going to rewrite those thoughts a little bit. I know I'm experienced success when I start to feel. For me, when I start to feel proud, when I start to feel enlightened by things. And then when you start to do the following things, you're still sick. So now what we're thinking and what we're feeling and what we're doing. So when I start to do the following things, so this is going to be things like making a plan, checking in with your accountability partner. This is going to be things like maybe scrolling the Facebook and crowdsourcing some ideas. Like there's always, I'm always seeing this in Facebook, and I love that you guys do this. I see this a lot where people are like, I don't know why I'm worth this work today. Sometimes that can be a really hard question to answer. And so it's good to go out and get some crowdsourcing ideas. Like, for example, I'm worth this work because I have a body that can walk, or I'm worth this work because simply because I want it. See what you can get. Crowdsourcing might be something that you do. Journaling may be something you can do. A think, feel, do cycle, pressing play on the No BS weight loss course. That is exactly something that you do. And then, why is weight loss important to me? This is one that I want you guys to really think about. This is going to come up, and you're going to relook at this a bajillion times because having your why close to you is so, so, so good. It helps you remind yourself why you're actually doing this. When you go to eat a cupcake, if you don't know your why, it's a lot easier to just sit and say yes and eat the cupcake. But if you know that the reason you aren't going to have the cupcake is because in 2 days you're going to be going on a cruise, it's a lot easier to not have that cupcake. Just a little, bring a little bit of awareness in. So make sure you know your why. The next question is there anyone in my life who would love to see me succeed? Who and why? This is a great question. Mine for a long time was my partner. My partner for a very, very, very long time, I wanted them to see that I was losing weight for them, but that wasn't necessarily the case. But what I failed to see was once I lost the weight, he got to see me as me. And that's been completely different. Okay, the last question. In order to achieve success, how am I going to show up in No BS? This is one I for sure would like to see in the chat. I want to see how are you going to show up in No BS. I was listening to a Q&A call the other day with Corinne from a couple weeks ago. I'll give it to Coach Christy so she'll put it in the chat, but she was talking about specifically three different amounts of time to devote to No BS. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and 20 minutes. The third one may have been 30 minutes. I can't really 100% remember. But the first one was to make a plan and to do the whole planner page. That was it. Takes right at 5 minutes. Maybe do a journal. That's it. That's all you got to do. 5 minutes a day. Super easy, right? You have 10 minutes a day. You have your 5 minute journal. You have your 5 minute planner, your 5 minute journal. You have 20 to 30 minutes a day. 5 minute planner, 5 minute journal, 20 minutes or 10 minutes of listening to the No BS course. Each day, you could even press play on the No BS course with just 5 minutes too, because it takes what, maybe 23 seconds to write down a plan if you know exactly what you're going to eat. Or if you just write out what you might think you might be eating, it doesn't take too long. It's a really great call. So, getting support Getting started and getting support. We talked about Ask Coaches. The feature is inside the membership at nobswomen.com. I showed that to you. That's where you can post questions and get a response within 48 hours. Your reply, which is very important, will be found there too. You will not receive an email. You just will go back and look at it. The No BS Weight Loss course is the most important course for you to do. Okay? Make sure you're doing that No BS course. Live calls and replays we talked about too. So make sure that you, if you can, attend live calls and replays, or at least listen to some, are really great too. We have the Facebook community, the accountability group, the question mark feature, where do you start? I think I really got all of these. Does anybody else have any other questions that they want me to answer before we wrap up? And I have one other thing that I really want to show y'all before we wrap up the day. All right, I'm not seeing any questions. Okay, so there is something that we do within No BS that is so important. We have, because we're a community, we have some terms. I've already used some terms like moderation mama, deep dive diva. I've used a couple of terms. I've used think, feel, do, think. That's really hard. Think, feel, do. TFD. I don't ever say that out loud. Clearly, I type it a lot. But we have a bunch of lingo here at No BS. And so I wanted to show you some of the lingo that we have. And Coach Christy is also going to put this in the show notes. That way you can have this site, this page as well. Let me share my page. Zoom. Let me do it like 10 minutes ago and now it's saying no. Okay. Screen share. Here we go. We have the No BS lingo. We have a bunch of them. Big ass action is one of them. Big ass action is one tiny decision after another that puts you on the course to taking action. It's the name of one of our courses under the self-study resources. BAS is a big ass salad. A BLT is a bite, lick, or taste of food. CW, current weight. As you can see, there's a lot of things to learn here. I don't want you to let this lingo overwhelm you at all. This lingo is very, it can sound like a lot. It can look like a lot, but we really just have this here for if there's something that you want to be able to find and you want to know. Like, for example, I talked about moderation mama earlier. Moderation mama is a No BS woman who takes a modern amount of time to spend on learning the No BS course and uses many of the support systems in the membership. Okay. So be sure if you ever get a chance or if you're bored or you just want to know a little bit more about No BS that you check out this No BS lingo sheet. You can type it in up here and it will populate, or you can follow the show notes at the very end. Let me double check the chat because I wasn't looking at it and it went away. Let's see. Make sure there's no other questions before I wrap up. Yes. Yes. The community is always ready to explain or answer any questions. If you have questions here or if you have questions anywhere, please feel free to ask. We are here for you. And we want you to know that that's a part of being a No BS woman, is to reach out for help. We are all here for you. We've all been there. I too have been there. I've lost 100 pounds with Corinne. And I know what it feels like to start at square one. But you're not at square one. You're at this call. You're listening to this call. You're here and you're doing it. And I'm so, so, so very, very proud of you. Well, if there isn't any other questions, I will wrap up. Thank you all for coming. I want you to all know that you've made the best decision of your life to join No BS. And I'm proud of each and every one of you for not just being here this morning and doing this for you, but for pulling the trigger and signing up. It's never easy to do. And if you are not a new member and you're just here hanging out trying to get a kick in your ass, this is your kick in the ass. You can do this, okay? This is easy and doable. I want you to go back to square one. Go listen to that orientation page. Make sure that you're acting like a member. Go watch those videos if you need to. Make your plan. Do what you need to do to get back on track. All right. You've got this. Thank you so much for everybody who came. Thank you, Coach Chrissy, for being in the chat. And I hope you guys have a fabulous Monday. Bye, guys.